What's good, what's poppin'? So it's officially part two of the two-parter in terms of boy bands. If you haven't already, I do encourage you to go back and listen to part one, as this is a continuation of what we had been talking about. Part one, just a quick summary of it. We spoke about the definition of a boy bands over the years, some of my favorite songs from boy bands that I've enjoyed of yesteryears, as well as some general boy band themes that are covered in some of their music. This is only just to further continue the conversation with other things I would like to speak about and other songs of theirs that I definitely want to recommend out here. So, without further more to do, we're jumping right in. Here is part two. So now we can reach the part where we ask the golden question: are they a bad thing? Boy bands aren't a bad thing. To be honest, boy bands are quite powerful when they have the right fan bases or the right people really pushing behind them. Because ideally, boy bands are created to be these ideal boyfriends for teen girls and teen boys. Basically, they are aesthetically pleasing young men that sing very generic music, cookie cutter, very clean, you can take me home to your parents and I will be the perfect gentleman. That is what they come out with, a very squeaky clean reputation. Some of them obviously are catered towards being more bad boyish, and I think that's just the aesthetic that they pull. But a big majority of them are like boy next door or like very gentlemanly like. They, as I mentioned before in the beginning, they are basically created to be, the perfect boyfriend or to be the perfect illusion of the perfect man. There is a person for every girl. There is a member that best resonates with them, and we see that a lot with the teen girls, with whomever that they're feeling in terms of any sort of boy band. They will tell you, "Oh my God, this is my favorite because his personality matches with mine," etc., etc., etc. Which links up to the development of parasocial relationships. So parasocial relationships essentially are one-sided relationships where an individual is not only attracted but is also in love with a public figure, but in this case a male singer. So what would happen is basically teen girls will fall in love, quote unquote, with these big celebrities, to the point where they know what that celebrity's favorite food is, what their favorite outfit is, what their first car was, what their parents' name is, where they grew up, birthdays, more than just that stuff, like maybe best friends' names, stuff that you as a general consumer is not gonna know. But for them, they will go deep within and find out all this information, which isn't always a bad thing. Parasocial relationships are quite normal. We all have them in some way, shape, or form. Some, with crushes, you have a crush on someone you don't know, and it's just the appeal of the person that attracts you to them until you get to know them a little bit better and you find whether or not you still like them or you don't. But with the age of social media, it's very easy for these teen girls to take it too far, and that is where stalker behavior really comes in. I mean, we always knew of the stalkers of, especially the big time when media was just an absolute mess, an absolute shamble, which was the 2000s. We saw a lot of old men basically stalking young artists and young actresses and stuff. But we also have that with young girls chasing after boy bands and finding themselves in their hotel rooms and getting on flights with them and spending so much of their parents' money just to be near their favorite artist. And it's always happened, but I feel on social media it's even worse because now their details can be leaked in any way, shape, or form, and they will find what they are looking for on the internet. So that is one of the scary parts of, being a public figure as a young male, for, your female fans to run after you. But when we're talking about the general music, I mean, there's nothing wrong with family-friendly music out here on the radio, because realistically speaking, most families actually are the ones that still listen to radio. A lot of people my age, I mean, we listen to the radio, I guess, sometimes, but we're playing our own music from like our iPhones, from, Spotify or wherever we stream our music. But families, especially when they're going on road trips, listen to the radio. So they need very appropriate music for kids, especially young kids, to listen to. And if you are hearing a bubblegum pop song, you know, whichever boy band it may be, parents are more likely to just leave it and even put up the radio because they enjoy it. It's very lighthearted. There's no deeper meaning to it. It's just good, clean music. And so that is just it, because at the end of the day, teen girls control the narrative of what music is considered popular and not popular. A very big chunk of it anyway. If you're seeing what is on the top 10 of the Billboard Top 100, and yet see some of them artists, number one, look at how that song got popular and which demographic behind is really pushing for that narrative for that song to be popular, because you will see the trend. It has been going on for many years, but people do not want to really accept the fact that, wait for it, teenage girls know exactly what they're doing when they are making a certain song or certain artist or artists popular. Just to add on some cons, in the terms of music industry, let's take away the fans. In the music industry alone, it is very difficult for male groups to be taken seriously, because, like I said, mainstream media does not want to accept the fact that teen girls actually control a huge narrative of what's popular and what is not popular in terms of music. So when they see these cookie cutter teen boys or like young 20s boys in these groups singing songs about love, etc., a large portion of the music industry is going to be like, oh, you know, another boy band, and they keep it pushing. They don't really take them seriously. And you find that a lot of these boys in these groups enjoy being in the boy band at the beginning, but there's so much that comes into play, and I've seen a lot of it with major groups where they eventually break up because maybe bad management, there's a lot of conflicts within the group, and they all end up going into their own separate solo adventures or activities. And some do find success in their solo activities. Some end up just fizzling away and becoming very quiet or dabbling in other things that, you know, keep them busy. But I think a really big part of the boy band is that once girls grow up, they're not going to be in love with the same boy band again. Well, not as much as when they were teenagers. Now, as teens, it's very easy for you to fall in love with these boy bands. Take, for instance, One Direction. During the time One Direction was super popular, a huge swarm of teen girls used to just line up at their meet and greets, would always get all their merchandise, and do the absolute most just to get a glimmer of seeing their favorite artists wherever they may be in the world. But as time has progressed and the boys have also split up to do their own solo activities, the fans have also grown up too, where they can still support their favorite member of that said group in their solo activities, but it's not going to be as wild or as, not in the same magnitude as when they were teen girls, because when you're in your 20s, you've got other things to worry about besides your favorite artist reaching number one on Billboard. I mean, I guess, but it's, you know, that doesn't make sense in your life because you got other things to worry about, but you still listen to the music because you thoroughly enjoy it, but not because you think they deserve everything under the sun like that. And so that is what it is with the boy bands, is that they also grow up. They don't want to do the same songs. You grow up, you don't want to hear the same songs. So when I say that every decade there's a new boy band, that is true. Every decade there is a new boy band that comes in, and it is to basically grow up with the new generation of teen girls that need a male group to go completely goo goo gaga for. And that is just how that cycle continues. And right now in the 2020s, you see that K-pop is a really big thing. But we don't know how long they're going to be very popular for before they eventually simmer down and a new boy group kind of steps into the scene. Will it still be in the same genre? Or will it come to the States? Or will it be from the UK? We do not know. So now we're jumping into part two of my top 10. Just to preference this, again, I want to say that this is in no particular order. So if you is any song you're interested in listening to after my little diagnosis of the song, do jot it down. But I do actually want to create a playlist of just this short top 10. I really think that people might actually enjoy it if you do. If you would like to hear it, let me know and I will, you know, send you a link. I'll have it on my, I'll actually have it on my description. I'll have a link in the description and also you'll find me on the socials if you're looking for something. So without further more to do, Jonas Brothers coming through as one of our five songs with When You Look Me in the Eyes. When I tell you that this song had me at a chokehold during my Disney Channel days, whenever I heard the song, I heard it a lot when I was on the Disney Channel. I absolutely enjoyed it. I would stop whatever I was doing and I would sing the song at the top of my lungs. I don't know what it was, but the song, even now, like, it just hits different. It's such a beautiful ballad. I think the Jonas Brothers really did something, and it was from their first studio album. For something that is from 2007, and now in 2021, 14 years later, and I still love it, that's when you know you got a hit in your hands. Next, we've got Mindless Behavior with Mrs. Right. So, Mindless Behavior, a boy group that did not last as long as I thought it would. It's only on the scene for a few years. But they did, you know, they did shake up the tables a little bit, because at the time, I don't think there was a lot of teen, they were, actually in history ever, really. Like, probably the 80s was the last time, but like, teen black boys in doing pop music. Mrs. Right, where they came out with Diggy Simmons. Listen, I loved Diggy Simmons. So when this song came out and he was featuring on it, I was like, ma'am, this is my song. This is my song. I absolutely love the song. This song was just my favorite song. I'm pretty sure I'd recorded it once, or I had bootlegged the song some. Listen, I was not proud of my moments. Bootlegged the song and had it as my ringtone for so long, because I absolutely enjoyed them. It's too bad the band broke up, because ooh, the politics, child. I tell you, if you had to see what was going on behind the scenes with Mindless Behavior, oh, what a time. The next song to come through is 98 Degrees with Stevie Wonder with True to Your Heart. So this one is probably one of my more, like, if you had to listen, hear me say the song, you in your mind, you're probably thinking, where's the song from? Like, who the hell is 98 Degrees? Well, you know, they were another boy band that was relatively, they were known. I wouldn't say they were super popular, but they were definitely known in the 90s. This song actually featured on the Mulan soundtrack. I think it was the first one. I want to say it was the first one, like towards the end of the movie when they're doing like the credits. That's where I heard the song. Absolutely loved the song. I thought it was very, very beautiful. Definitely a good pick-me-up song. That's a really good pick-me-up song. Then the next song is 3 T's featuring Michael Jackson with Y. So the 3 T's were basically Michael Jackson's 3 nephews. They did a little, like, group together in the song featuring the uncle. It's called Why. It's a beautiful ballad. Absolutely enjoy it. Definitely, like, one of those autumn, winter, like, fall type of tracks. So it's like, okay, we're slowing it down. Also, another Sunday classic song. If you want a Sunday classic song, it's a beautiful song you should listen to. And the last song I wanted to mention was 17 with Baksu, aka Clap in English. So 17 is a K-pop group that I recently got into. Absolutely love their music. And so one of the songs for me, I think when I was really going through a lot, was this particular song, which is Clap. And it's like, no matter what you're going through in life, you know, just celebrate your wins and clap. You know, it's a celebration type of song. I absolutely enjoyed it. And this is just me wrapping up. That wraps up my top 10. And now we will be jumping in to the boy bands of today and how I feel about them. Boy bands today are like boy bands in the 2000s, boy bands in the 90s and 80s, 70s and 60s. The boy band is never going anywhere, but the boy band definitely is ever changing. I think as times are progressing, we definitely find that people that were very popular in boy bands are making comebacks, as we've seen with the Jonas Brothers kind of coming back to be a group. Take That also came out of a hiatus to be a group again. The Backstreet Boys have done the same, where they are still making music. It is a lot more mature for, you know, their older fans be like, "Hi, we're back. We want you to enjoy the song." It's not the same music we grew up to, but it's something for the nostalgic factor that we definitely do appreciate. And I won't even lie to you, I'm getting old. I'm almost a quarter of a century. I'm not going to enjoy the same music that I did as a teenager. I'm not going to enjoy boy bands as much as I did as a teenager. When I'm listening to music now, I'm listening to music for the pure enjoyment of it, not because I'm trying to go goo goo gaga over these boy bands. But that's not to say that I'm completely off of them, because I still enjoy, as a music lover, I still enjoy groups. And boy bands are still essentially groups, and I do enjoy them. I want to say I still enjoy Minus Behavior, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, The Wanted. I enjoy those people because I grew up with them and their music meant something to me. But at this point in my life, where I mentioned 17, they are a K-pop group. I do not understand a single thing that they do say in most, if not all, of their songs. I have to like sit and read like the English translations of their songs. But when I found them, it was very interesting. It's like finding a new artist. Whenever you find a new artist organically, you definitely have this attachment towards them. And that is how I felt when I felt them. I was not in like the best mind space, and a lot of their songs are very uplifting and they're very motivational songs, or they're songs that definitely hit different when you listen to it, no matter what you're going through, whether you are seeing this guy that you really like, or you need a pick me up, or you are having a great day and you need a song to really emphasize on that great day. Like, that is the type of music that is what energy I felt from them, and that's how I still enjoy them as a boy band. They are my age, if not just a little bit older. Like, they run about my age group. So for me, the way I view them is just like a group of male singers that are singing these songs that best represent some of my emotions, and it ends there. Or, okay, they are attractive, but they sing great songs and they harmonize well, and I keep it pushing. I'm not a teenager anymore where it's going to be on some, "Oh my God, this is the man I plan to marry." I've passed that stage in my life. I just enjoy their music. And that's not to say that I'll never not enjoy boy bands. Even in my 30s, there'll probably be a boy band. Probably, you know, I might still be enjoying these guys, or I might be enjoying another group of guys. It doesn't matter where at in life. It just depends on what music I thoroughly enjoy. And I think it's very evident that the music industry needs to wake up and see that boy bands actually do control a huge narrative in the time span that they're actually popular, because they are no artist like artists you'll find get popular, but there'll always be a new artist to overtake. So they have to really do what they can to keep the attention of their audience for as long as they can before time evidently catches up with them and then something new comes into the scene. So with the 2000 with the 2020s pushing forth, we don't know how long BTS is going to be popular for. And we don't know which new group is going to come into the scene. I don't know if they're going to be still from South Korea, or they're going to be from the UK, or they're going to be from the US, or from a completely different country. We don't know. Only the future will tell us that. But I think for the nostalgic girl in me, and for anyone else that has enjoyed a boy band, don't let anyone bully you not to enjoy boy bands, because that music meant something to you, or does still mean something to you. It's still music at the end of the day. It feeds your soul, however you want to consume the music. And so, with boy bands, with girl bands, with just bands in general, there's great music out there for everyone. And for me, as a girl in her 20s, I'm still gonna enjoy my cake and eat it too. So, if I like a boy band, I'm gonna enjoy that boy band until I no longer enjoy that boy band, because life is too short. So this is where I come to the end and say my final goodbyes. Before I say my goodbyes, I wanted to quickly suggest that you let me know which is your favorite boy band and which is your favorite song from favorite boy band on my socials, because I love listening to, you know, people's suggestions of like their favorite boy bands. Because I wanna kiki with some girls. I wanna kiki with the boys. I wanna kiki with the girls and be like, "What was your favorite song? What was your favorite band?" You know, and have those debates about it because I feel like even at this age, people still like things, but because society likes to dictate what's cool and what's not cool, I'm not going to get people out in the open actively saying they like ABC 1, 2, 3 unless I kind of weed it out of them. So I'm trying to weed this out of you. Whoever your favorite boy band is, please let me know on the socials. I'd love to get to know why, and maybe you might introduce me to things I wasn't fully aware of or fully exposed to myself. And with that being said, I love you so much, and I'm very grateful that you have made it all the way to the end. I know it has been a bit of a long episode, but I definitely felt very passionate about this topic because as soon as I started going to a deep dive and I started re-listening to a lot of the songs I grew up with, the nostalgia was just hitting different, and I felt it was so appropriate to kind of talk about this. And I hope that you learned a few things or have picked up on a few songs you'd like to listen to as well. And I will see you on the next episode. This has been The Vault.